remember being a blue hymn book. 126. 126. At the cross. You guys stand if you can. Remain standing. I'm going to read to you Psalm 23. The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside the still waters. He restoreth my soul. He leadeth me in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of mine enemies. Thou anointest my head with oil. My cup runneth over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life. I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Thank you, dear Father in heaven, for this great psalm David wrote. I thank you, dear Lord. It's such a comfort to us today. Thank you, dear Lord, for the memories that we have of Dottie Shule. This crowd here today is a proof of the character of Dottie Shule. Thank you, dear Lord. I personally had the privilege to know her a little bit. I had the privilege to be her pastor for a while. I pray for Bruce, dear Father. Give him a sense of direction. Help him as he begins to try to make a new life for himself. Glorify thyself now in this service, I pray in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
You may be seated. I'm not for sure, but Dottie Shule was a member of Central Baptist Church before she came here. And all of you folks from Central, it's just a joy to have you to visit with us at this time. Dottie Shule, nothing but a blessing ever since she's been here. Thank God for her. The one thing that God did when he sent her here, it seemed like a beginning of a turnaround for Temple Baptist Church. It was a great encouragement. One of the things that caused it to be such an encouragement was faithfulness. Faithfulness. To give you an example, Dottie Shule was here every service. Beating the saying, I tell you this. So many times you get a new church member and you don't see him again for a month. Makes you wonder, why in the world did you ever join the church to start with? He wasn't going to come. Why fool with it? But the one thing about it, Dottie Shule was a church attender. And I thank God for that. Today we pay honor and tribute to her loving memory. And you must have loved her. I mean, there's a lot of us here. Dottie was born August the 16th, 1956. She died January the 29th of this year, 20,000. She lived 63 years, 5 months, and 13 days. Long time to live. Thank God for her. She was a blessing and a help and encouragement to us. I've been sick, and I'm not going to be breaking the message, but I'm going to share just a couple of things and quit. Dottie was a believer in the Lord Jesus Christ. Dottie Shule was a Baptist. Thank God I had the privilege to be her pastor for the past a little over 8 years. Dottie believed some things. Dottie believed in Bible reading and prayer, and she did that. Dottie believed in going to church, and she did that. Dottie believed in tithing of their income, and they did that. Bruce, I encourage you to keep doing the same thing. She taught you well. Dottie was not a lady to use bad language. But I'll tell you one thing, you crossed her up and she could set you straight with not saying a bad word. I've seen some of that. I thank my God that we had the privilege to have her as a member of this church. Will you do me a favor? Pray for Temple Baptist Church. Pray that God will replace Dottie. If he replaces Dottie, he's going to have to put two or three in here. I would love to see if it could please the Lord if he would replace that lady. She was such a blessing to us. God bless you.
We're singing y'all one, 27 in the new hymn book, 27. Call it below, all in all someday yonder we'll never wander and walk the streets that our parents told. Don't thank me for all deserted or lonely. I'm not discouraged.
Thank you, Dave. My name is Danny King. I'm not the pastor here. Doug King is the pastor here. He called me yesterday and said, I don't think that I'm going to be able to speak at Dottie's funeral. And I thought, yeah, right. I called him this morning. How you doing? He says, I don't think I'm going to be able to say a single word. I thought, yeah, right. And I kept thinking, Lord, what do you want me to say? And he said, you let Dad do all he's going to talk, and then you say whatever he didn't say. So what I'm going to do now is try to say the things that he didn't say, because he finally did run out of breath. What in the world are we doing here this morning? Everyone in this room thinks a little something different about that. And I'm here to answer that question. What are we doing here? If you ask the average guy at Walmart, what happens after death? You'll be shocked at his answer. I promise you. Why? I've done it. I like to ask people, what do you think about God? What do you think happens after we die? And I've never met two people, ever, even church-going people of the same denomination that gave the same answer. In a funeral, we are absolutely struck with what happens when I die. And so I want to answer that question for you. You say, well, Danny, you're a Baptist, that means you believe the Bible, and so you're going to say this, 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 and this. How do I know that what the Bible says is true? Man, you could hear a pin drop in this room. You are listening. This is stuff that we think about at funerals. I've been to a lot of funerals, and never have I heard the question answered clearly the way that I want to answer it for you. What do you want said at your funeral? Well, if it was up to Dottie, we wouldn't be here. She'd think that we were interrupting our schedule. But that's kind of what we do. And so we interrupt our schedule because we honor Dottie. What would Dottie say if she were here? Did you know in the entire Bible, there's only one person that said, I want this said at my funeral? Only one. Do you remember who that is and what he wanted said? In the story of the rich man and Lazarus. Lazarus died and went to heaven. The rich man died and went to hell. And he said, please tell my brothers, don't come here. Don't come here. Don't come here. Dottie would say, please come where I am. Come where I'm at. There's a lot of people that think there's nothing after death. Let me tell you something. If that's what you believe, you better be right. You better be right. Because all it takes to wind up in hell is to do nothing. You don't got to be rich. You don't got to be poor. You don't got to be smart. You don't got to be dumb. All you got to do is ignore it. And you will go to hell. If the Bible is true. Now, on the other hand, half the world's population don't believe the Bible. They believe in reincarnation. And so they would say, well, you know, that whole heaven thing, it's not real. What really happened is Dottie Dunn turned into something like a cow or something like that. All right? How do we know that they're not right? Because if they're right, we need to stop wasting our time on the Bible and start focusing on what it is that they teach. Did you know that you can study all these different religions and find out about the things that they teach about science and about history and find out if they have a clue what they're talking about? You know what I did? I actually did that. Years ago, I wanted to find out. I was raised by him. I knew that we always went to the smallest church. Most people didn't believe what we believed. And so I wanted to find out, does he have a clue? So I looked up the teachings of the reincarnationists. Okay? The reincarnationists not only teach about reincarnation, but they also teach about the shape of the earth. And you know what the reincarnationists say about the shape of the earth? They say it's a triangle. They say that it's flat. They say that earthquakes or elephants on the bottom side stomping their feet. You say, well, that's ridiculous. You know what? It's only been in our lifetimes that we actually knew for a fact that the earth was round because we put something up there that can look back at it. And there's still a few wackos that think it's flat. Then I looked at, all right, the second largest group is the Muslims. All right? As soon as we say that word, we think, oh, those are bad people. You ever ask yourself why they'll blow themselves up? They're absolutely convinced they're right. They're absolutely convinced that they're right. Now, if the Muslims are right, I've got a good friend that's a Muslim. I asked him, I said, what happens to me in your religion? If I die being a Christian, not believing in Allah, but just being a good person, what happens to me? He said, you'll be okay. That's good. I don't got to blow myself up. That made me feel really good, you know? All right? So we've knocked out the reincarnationists. We've knocked out the Muslims. That only leaves one thing left, and that's the Bible itself.
Amen.
And what does it say? A lot of us believe the Bible and ain't got a clue what it says. Don't have a clue. Okay? A lot of people in church say that the whole earth and man, we came from evolution. The Bible says there's no way, zero possibility we came from evolution. But a lot of Christians believe the Bible and evolution because they don't have a clue what it says. Dottie believed what the Bible said and wanted to learn what the Bible said. That's why she went to church so much. Okay, it wasn't because she liked him. He's not that nice a guy. Okay. By the way, I picked up early on with Bruce and Dottie's church attendance. They never sat together. And it bothered me. I thought, don't they like each other? And so I asked Bruce about that. There's actually a story behind that. Apparently, during a service, was it at Central? Okay, a service at Central. Is that person in the room today? Or are they gone? They're okay. If you're in the room, I apologize, but Bruce is the one that said this, okay? Apparently at Central, there was a woman who sang a special, and Bruce vocalized that he didn't think she was so good, and Dottie smacked him against the back of the head as hard as... And so he learned to sit behind her so that she can't do that when he vocalizes what he thinks. That's a true story. True story. Dottie believed the Bible and wanted to know what it said. Let me tell you what the Bible says. Okay, the Bible says that God created the heaven and the earth. The Bible gives us a history from that day until now. The earth, if the Bible is true, can only be 6,000 years old. And I can prove that, and I would love for you to give me a chance. Man, I would love for you to give me a chance at that. 6,000 years, that's all there is, and Dottie believed that. How do I know that? Because I taught it a lot. Secondly, the Bible says that all of us, every single one of us, deserve to go to hell because we are all sinners. You say, well, I'm not that bad of a sinner. Were you better than Dottie? Because in 1995, on Mother's Day, she believed she was that bad of a sinner that she called on Jesus to save her because she knew she wasn't going to heaven on her own. How bad Do you have to be to not make it to heaven? Ask Adam and Eve. How many sins did they commit the day that they were kicked out of the Garden of Eden? One. 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 That's all it takes. Just one. Okay? Take that window right over there. Okay? That window is perfect. I could go up and I could shoot it out with a shotgun and it needs to be replaced, or I can hit it with a BB and it still needs to be replaced. It's not perfect. God sent His Son to fix our brokenness to whatever extent that brokenness is. On the cross, Jesus paid the price for every single one of those sins that we committed, whether it's one or two or 10 million. He paid for every single one. But make no mistake, without Him paying for just that last one or just that first one or one of those in the middle, it wouldn't be enough. He had to pay for every single one. And so, when it comes time for us to stand before God, which Dottie did just a few days ago, and He says, "Why should I let you into my heaven?" At that point, we can say, because Jesus died to get me here. Now, if what He did is not enough to get me here, you shouldn't let me in. That's the only answer that we have. You say, "Well, Danny, I got saved years ago. I'm good." Tell that to God. "Hey, God, I got saved years ago. I was good. I enjoyed my life." And He says, "All right, let's look at this thing. For God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in Him should not perish, but have everlasting life." And you say, "Yeah, I believe that. When I was a kid, I believed that. I'm saved. Once saved, always saved." And God says, "So I gave my Son. What did you do to say thank you?" Now, at that point, we're standing there. We're going to make it to heaven, but we got some explaining to do. I believe the vast majority of Christians are going to have that very experience. I do not believe for one second Dottie had that experience. I believe when Dottie approached the throne of God, God says, "I got you. I got you." And He says, "Remember all those times that you did this and you didn't feel good, but you still did this?" He said, "I want you to know, thank you. Thank you." What are we doing to say thank you to God? I believe if Dottie were here right now, that's exactly the question she'd ask us. She wouldn't say, "Don't come here." She would say, "Come here." She would say, "You got to trust Jesus or you won't come here." But if you have trusted Jesus, act like you appreciate it. Act like you appreciate it. I believe in my heart. That's what she'd say. You say, "Well, Danny, you know, she had a really hard life. Surely God will let her in, even if she didn't trust Christ." Not true. "Danny, she was so sick. The last year she was so sick. Surely God would have let her in, even without Jesus." Not true. Not true. If all it takes to get into heaven is to live a sad life, give me a sad life and give me eternity in heaven. It doesn't work that way. At the cross where I first saw the light, that light is what it takes to get to heaven. But so many of us, after we get saved, we want to sit back and just relax. And God says, "Have you noticed Dottie over here? Remember, God bragged about Job. I think God's going to brag about Dottie to a few of us. I really believe that." Bruce had one request for the service. He said, "Keep it short." And so we're going to keep it short. I want to encourage you to think about what you've heard here this morning. Let's pray. Father, thank you for Dottie Shule. Lord, thank you that she was not afraid to tell you what she thought. And I believe in my heart that she would say these same things if she were here today. Father, right now, there is a rich man in hell who still is screaming, "Don't come here. He's still screaming, "Don't come here." On this day, when we are confronted with our own mortality and the fact that one day we're going to stand before You, Lord, let these words ring in our ears. If there's anyone in this room that's never trusted You as Savior, draw them to Yourself in a way that only You can draw them. If there's someone in this room that they're saved, they know they're saved, but they're not doing a thing to say thank You, I pray that You will motivate them to want to say thank You for what You did for me in the same way that Dottie did. In Jesus' name, amen.
Tell me about the meal.
My preacher, my dad, is worried that y'all might have forgot about lunch. Now, did anybody forget about lunch at lunchtime? Okay, we're going to feed you. We're going to feed you good. Now, is there a particular way you want me to do this? Or would you rather come up here and just do it?
You do it.
Okay, I'm going to take care of it. He ain't going to trust what I do, but I'm going to take care of it. All right? Now, what we're going to do is we're going to go back through this door right here. Okay? But we're going to do it in a certain way. The whiter your hair is, the closer you are to the front. Okay? The darker your hair is, you're going to be closer to the back. You know why that is? You got more time. That's just all there is to it. It's as simple as that. All right? No hair. No hair. The good question, good question. End of the line. Right there at the end of the line. After lunch, he's telling me something again. Give me one second. What?
Put Bruce up front.
Put Bruce up front. Okay. Bruce, we're going to let you lead the line. Okay. All right. So until Bruce goes, no one go. One more announcement. Thank you, Chuck. Thank you very much. One more announcement. After lunch, for the family, Bruce and the family are going to go to the cemetery and they're going to bury the ashes, just the family. Okay, if you'd like to participate in that, be sure you're still here after lunch. Don't wait until after lunch and find out, oh man, I forgot all about that. Alright, is there anything else that I'm forgetting? Alright, let's stand. We'll have prayer over lunch. I hope they're ready in the back. I told them 30 minutes and it's been exactly 30 minutes. Everyone standing please. We'll pray over lunch, then Bruce will lead us into the back. Father, thank You so much for Dottie Shule. Draw our hearts to You in the same way that You drew her heart to You. As we go back in the back to enjoy lunch together, I pray that You will bless our fellowship in the same way that You had blessed our fellowship when she was in the middle of the group for so many years. Bless this food to our body. Draw our hearts to You. In Jesus' name, amen. Bruce, you go first.